It's been kind of crazy over the weekend, past weekend, anyways. We'll talk about that right now. Consequences of Q. Many people rely on Q's pose to stay hopeful. It's not a bad habit to have hope, but it can prevent people from making basic survival decisions. Recently, Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy chair of the Security Council of Russian Federation, shared a post from Trump's Truth Social that featured Q. I had to admit, it lends to a lot of credibility to Q. It also suggests that the Q game of trust the plan involves deadly moves. Wars are raging and people are dying. In the Middle East, no one can agree on what to call it, war, genocide, terrorism, but it's all just death. Do those affected trust the plan? The people playing the Q games aren't the ones dealing with the consequences. They're orchestrating the symphony. The fallout is ours to bear. It was a powerful tool in tearing the veil from people's eyes, awakening them to hidden truths, but the hope it provided was like a pill to keep everyone docile. Would you really comply if you knew that part of the plan involved killing millions with a bioweapon disguised as a vaccine? All because you must be shown? The same people in power are making decisions that destroy lives through financial ruin or endless wars. I sit there and I was watching that whole mess, and it really irritated me because it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Trust the plan! Trust the plan! You know, I don't remember the exact quote or science statistics, but it's like, you know, for every percentage drop of GDP, millions of people die. And it just really bothered me. Trust the plan, man. Trust the plan. Oh, we just have to be shown. Now, I completely understand about people have to be shown before they change. You got to go through pain before it changes. But I am not over here doing what is being suggested by putting you through the fire so that you become a better person and we can throw off the elites. You just need to be shown so that we can do it. No, just do it. Literally, just do it. If it is that simple, you have all the evidence of their crimes, then just do it. The only thing that would give me any kind of thought that this really is a benevolent force and not a malevolent force is that Q is in control of nothing, and their only tool was to wake you up, to suggest that the people in power, the ones able to actually fire and start investigations, are putting you through hell so that you wake up. I put all this in air quotes because it's so stupid. That's insane. We gotta go to nuclear war so that you understand how bad nuclear war is. No, we don't. Nobody needs to know that. We are just fine understanding that that's a bad thing. Yeah, this whole Q thing, it just pisses me off. Oh, Donald Trump's the savior. Don't hate on me because I just say that with that kind of tone. I mean, come on, guys. All these people, they all move into Florida. Nancy Pelosi buying a house in Florida. Zelensky has a house in Florida. All the criminal people all want to live in Florida. Well, that's because they don't want to live in their blue states. Well, of course they don't want to live in their blue states. But if it's so bad for them, how come they all want to go to a red state and be around the guy that they hate? Could it be? Seriously, think about it. I mean, do you want to be a neighbor to Hannibal Lecter? No. But apparently Hannibal Lecter's fine to be their neighbor, you know, if you listen to their rhetoric, which means they're probably all in the same boat together. Talk about a weird relationship. And once you understand that, then you start wondering, well, maybe they really are just friends and friendly with one another, that they're quite fine with how they all do their jobs. So I saw something, it was a tweet. And it was basically saying, it's very interesting that Trump disappeared while the whole meeting with Xi and Putin was going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that is probably one of the most interesting things that is a coincidence. And there's no such thing as a coincidence. Russia comes out and says that they have a Q plus deal or something going on. I'm not quite sure exactly what that is, but they admitted to it. And Putin and Xi now have this pipeline between each other for, it's either natural gas, oil, or all of the above. I don't know. Something to do with, you know, pretty much carbons and fuel. And I was like, this is very interesting. And Trump disappears during this meeting. They're all into the Q game. And so now it has me thinking, this whole Q thing. Now, I truly believe in a lot of what Trump's doing. Like, I really hope he is successful. But to look at it from a different perspective, what if Q and the whole Democrat thing of he's a Russian agent, he's a Russian agent, talking about Trump. What if, it's so crazy to say, what if he really is a Russian agent? Maybe that's where Q is in the middle of those three. And they're all trying to save the world. It's just a thought. I don't know. But it seems rather crazy to sit there and think, what is Trump doing with some of the stuff that he's done, and why is he being so quiet about it? Now, how come he acts like he's their friend? It's like, it's very odd. It would also mean that the reason why there's so much shadowing and mystery in all of this is because you have those three. One of them is compromised as far as their governance, but he's in a position that he has a lot of sway, and all of them still have to deal with Europe and, those that cannot be named. That would make sense. And then it matches Trump's personality more for it to be in that realm. Because when I see Trump and I look at his little cues about himself and how he carries himself and where he's at, it's like, that just does not match a personality. Why? Take for instance the Epstein crap. Holy cow. It's a hoax. It's a hoax, I tell you. I was sitting there watching him. And I know there's video out there. I know there is. I know some super sleuth is going to find it. But of the past, I don't know, 7 years, 6 years, through some of the interviews, he was asked about Epstein. He was like, well, I'm just looking for transparency. I hope that they find out what's going on. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, we all hope we find out what's going on. I kicked him out of my clubs when he started doing stuff and I found out about. Okay. All right. It was a little weird. And the way he said that was weird. I can't even really put my finger on it. I have tried mentally to put myself where his mind is, and I cannot grasp it. The only, I guess, definitiveness I can give you with that when he says, oh, I kicked him out of my club, blah, blah, blah. It's an untruth, not necessarily a lie, but a grandstanding and waving a flag. It's like the mind is waving a flag, and I can't articulate it more than that. But let me put it this way. If someone were to tell me that they kicked, that they kicked their friend out of the house because they caught him stealing a fork or some shit. I don't know. Something petty. But you know that that guy and him have been friends for years. And I have to say at minimum a decade at this point. They know each other. They know what each other does for a living. And then now you sit down, you come home. The whole neighborhood's been robbed by that one guy. And your buddy on the couch goes, oh, yeah, I kicked him out last night. But the way he says it, you know there's more to the story. As if he knew he was going to rob things or something else was going on that was going to touch you. Or I should say touch them. And that's why it's like it's hard to put my finger on it because I can't figure out where the touching is. Where is this story touching Trump? Because usually the mind will tell you. But his whole body is frozen when he says this in a massive believe me look when he's saying it. Where is the Epstein story touching him? And all I could see at that point, because I have no context in it, is it's touching everything. I mean everything, not just his body, but the whole space around him. The air around him, all of it is like it is encompassing him in a complete freak out. Well, I kicked him out. That can be nefarious, or it can be, I didn't know my friend was that bad. I mean, I knew they were bad, but I didn't know they were that bad kind of thing. And I don't want to piss him off because he's got teeth, or you're just as guilty. Those are your options. I don't know, but it's weird. The whole freaking thing is weird. And it's kind of like, I really like what he's doing. I really do. All except for the economic hell that a lot of you are going through. I think that's bullshit. And there's no reason for it. What happened to the Doge payments? And don't give me the bullshit of, oh, we're going to pay off our debt. There is no paying off the debt. For every dollar that's created, you owe $1.10. There is no paying off debt. It's impossible. It's like chasing your tail, and all you've got is a nub, and your neck's 3 feet away from it. It's just not happening.